He reigns. I'm glad he reigns. I'm glad he's in control. I'm glad he's on our side. Because where would we be without the Lord? Where would we be without his goodness? Where would we be without his grace? Where would we be without his mercy? Where would we be without the Lord? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We can't, you know what? We cannot praise him enough. Praise God for saving me. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, and we thank you, O God, for your mercy. We praise you, O God, for your grace. Father, you know about each and every request. Father, you heard the request, but Lord, you knew about them even before we knew about them. You knew what was going to happen before we knew. And Lord, those, oh God, the Beecham family, the Clark family, oh God, that are going through the hour of bereavement right now, comfort them right now, Lord. Strengthen them, oh God, and keep them, oh God, and anoint them, oh God, and all the others that are going through bereavement, oh God. Those, oh God, that are sick and afflicted, oh God, those that are going through COVID right now, Father. We know by your strength, by your power, oh God, by your might, oh God, that they can be healed, oh God. Because by your stripes, we are healed. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we praise you, oh God. And Father, right now, Lord Jesus, bless each and every member, oh God, of this congregation, each and every one that is here, those, oh God, that are on Zoom right now, each and every family, oh God. You know their needs. You know their situations. You know the conditions, oh God. We're putting everything in to your hands, oh God, because we know if it's in your hands, oh God, everything, oh God, will work out all right. And we're going to praise you right now for your grace and for your mercy, oh God. Bless your word, oh God, as it goes forth, oh God, let it touch hearts and soul right now, Father. And Father, let your will be done right now. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, we're going to start St. John, the 8th chapter, and we're going to first look at verse 31 and 32. And if I would pick a topic or subject, it would be "The truth shall make you free." The truth shall make you free. Verse 31 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We're going to look at verse 33. It says, "They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So when you look at that, we know the word of God makes us free. But sin brings bondage. So if you're in bondage, you cannot be free. And the truth is written in our hearts by the Spirit of God. And it's going to make us free from guilt, sin, misery, and most of all, it's going to make us free from Satan. Satan cannot tell us what to do if we're a child of God. Satan cannot tell us what to do if we're free from sin. But we cannot be free from sin if we don't have the word in our hearts. That's the key right there. The word of God has to be in our hearts in order for us to be free. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. We're going to look at verse 17 and 18. And it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. There's hope. There's love. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And because of His Spirit, we can be like Jesus. Because of His Spirit, we can be just like Him. Because of His Spirit and His love, and that great sacrifice, we are free. And as salvation is ours. Let's look at St. John, 17th chapter. We're going to look at verse 17. Now, Jesus is praying, and he's saying he's wanting God to do this for his disciples. But you know what? He also wants God to do this for us. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Now, what is truth? Thy word is truth. That's why the word of God is so important to each and every one of us. Sanctified means to make us holy. And you know, we became holy when we accepted Christ in our lives. Sanctified Him, there was nothing we had to do. There was nothing we had to do to be sanctified. There was nothing we had to do to be made holy but to give our lives to Christ. Sanctified Him through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Let's also look at Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Galatians 5, 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We don't have to be entangled with the yoke of bondage because we're children of God. God has made us free. God has made us free. So he's standing, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We are free in Christ. We are free indeed. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 22. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. I'd rather be Christ's servant than Satan's slave. Because we are supposed to be servants for Christ. If we are servants for Christ, we can bring others into the body. But we can't bring others into the body if we don't serve Christ. If we're not children of Christ, not just in word only, but we have to be children of Christ indeed. We have to be children of Christ by the way we live. We have to be children of Christ by the way we act. We have to be children of Christ by the way others perceive and see us. Let us also turn to Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins. And why did he do it? That he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, who gave himself for our sins. That means he took on all of our sins. Our sins way before we were born. And not just our sins, but everybody's sins. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. I mean, he looked after us from day one. He looked after us when he was on the cross. He looked after us when they put that crown of thorns on his head. He looked after us, thinking about us, thinking about what he could do for us, thinking about how he could make things better for us. But at the time, we were his enemies. Our forefathers were his enemies, and they didn't care anything about Jesus. They tried and tried and tried to kill him because they didn't like what he was saying. But Jesus says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So we don't have to do what the world tells us to do because we have Christ in our life. Let's also look at Romans, the 6th chapter. We're going to, I would say, you know, in your own leisure, read the whole chapter, but I'm only going to read some of the verses. We're going to first look at verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The word is truth, and truth will make us free. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So we don't have to serve sin anymore because we have Christ in our life. And verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So that verse right there should let you know that I don't want to die because I'm following sin. I want to live because I'm following Christ. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Verse 17 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sins, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 20 says, for when ye were the servants of sins, you were free from righteousness. So if we're free from righteousness, we're free from Christ. I don't want to be free from Christ. I want Christ in my life. I don't want sin in my life. I want Christ in my life. For when we were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Let's also look at Romans 6:18. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. The 22nd verse says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. I'm just going to read a few more verses because I had quite a few more, but I'm only going to read a few of them. Romans, the 8th chapter, the second verse says, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. We're free from the law of sin and death. We're free from Satan's grasp. We're free from whatever he can do for us. We are free. And we are free because of the word. And the truth will make us free. And that means the word will make us free. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. We're going to look at verse 22. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. In John 14:6. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, Jesus says unto him, he's talking to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm glad that Jesus is the truth. I'm glad that Jesus is the life. Yes. I'm glad that Jesus is everlasting life. Yes. Because now we have him. And because we have him, we have everlasting life. And because we have everlasting life, we have the truth. And the truth shall make you free. If anybody else wants any of the other scriptures that I have, they can ask me later after service, and I'll give them the other scriptures. May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
Let's just give the Lord another hand clap because he's worthy. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just as an altar call song, Sister Marie, do you feel strong enough to do a little bit of Come to Jesus? Yeah. Will your voice, okay. You know, just like Lisa backed up Debbie, she'll back you up. She'll jump in.